Welcome. Welcome to the Soul Magic Podcast, and I'm your host, Jillian White, your soulful witch. After many moons of teaching in the spiritual realm, I've observed people moving through life on autopilot, missing the gifts, merely existing instead of truly living. My intention with this podcast is to help you hear the whispers of your soul and to trust the messages from the stars. Together, let's walk with intention of inviting magic into our lives and to awaken the spark within our souls. Before we begin, I want to acknowledge that today's conversation may bring up strong emotions. I'm not a mental health expert, but I'm here to share my personal journey and offer support and ideas. If you think you might be triggered by discussions of depression and suicide, please consider whether it's the right time for you to listen. Remember to be kind to yourself and prioritize your well-being. If you or someone you know is struggling, know that help is always available. Reach out to a mental health professional or a trusted loved one. You are not alone, and there's always hope. So let's begin. I initially planned to dive into the shadows for this week's episode. That was the original plan, and I started writing. However, I changed my mind and decided to talk about something lighter. Why? Well, you probably have noticed I do my best to keep things a little brighter as I feel life is hard enough. However, that isn't always helpful because it is in the acknowledgement and exploration of the shadows that one can truly move towards the light. Nonetheless, I avoided and changed course, and instead I started writing about my experiences at the YMCA where I work out, or more like walking. I love walking there. Talk about avoidance. And why the Y? Well, it's one of my most favorite places. You should go check it out. I don't go to workout. I actually go to people watch in not a creepy way, I hope. Anyways, the Y is such a diverse array of individuals coming together, from grandmothers and grandfathers, young, buff, energetic souls from all colors of the rainbow, many different religious beliefs. Everyone coming together in a community working on their well-being, I swear, is like the United Nations. I don't know, but I just love it. However, I never got to finish that segment because it got a little late, so I had to head to bed. Now, this is where it gets interesting. In the quiet hours of the night, I was unexpectedly awakened by what I can only describe as spirit waking me up. Now, I'm very cautious about using phrases like spirit spoke to me, only because I feel it's often overused in today's spiritual world. However, in this instance, there was no denying that spirit woke me up, as it was a moment where I sensed a presence beyond myself, a voice distinct, firm, and direct, resonating deeply within my soul. Actually, that's how I found my husband. True story, but I'll save that for another podcast. So those experiences are rare. However, they do tend to occur at pivotal junctions in my life. And this particular voice awakened me from my slumber, posed a single question. What was your most pivotal moment? Its resonance was undeniable, compelling me to pause and reflect. In that moment, my mind drifted to the darkest chapter of my life. The moment I found myself on the shower floor, grappling with thoughts of suicide. Yes, this is so. Which then instantly took me to what I was originally going to share with you on this episode. It became very clear that the universe, or whatever force you may believe in, was urging me to share this journey, one that I was reluctant to. So out went my safe story about the YMCA. I'll save that for another day. And we are going to dive into the shadows to one of my most darker days. However, that was the moment I received the light. So let's cycle back. The reason why I first was initially called to share this personal journey with you, opening up about my experiences with depression, basically it was driven by increasing importance of mental health awareness in today's world. It's not an easy subject, not one I like to talk about too often. Nonetheless, it's an important one. Recently, the energy of depression has ruled its ugly head in my life through family and friends' struggles with mental health, and I tragically lost a friend to suicide. It has played a significant presence in my life in recent years. So instead of avoiding it, I thought I would share my experience with mental health in hopes to inspire or give hope for anyone navigating darker times. This moment in my life led me to my purpose in supporting others on their journeys, even through the darker times that cloud one's minds. So what is depression? It manifests as feelings of sadness, loss of interest in once enjoyable activities, changes in appetite and sleep patterns, fatigue, worthlessness, difficulty concentrating, and even thoughts of death or suicide. They say that these symptoms must persist for at least 2 weeks and significantly impact your ability to function for a diagnosis of depression. Feeling lost, confused, and lonely is a shared human experience. Life is a roller coaster with its inevitable ups and downs. In the lows, there's an opportunity to reevaluate and make changes. And just when you least expect it, life can take you on another turn where you might find yourself throwing your hands up in delight. Remember, your present circumstances do not dictate your final destination. Now let me take you back to the pivotal moment in my life where I had to navigate the shadows and I found my way to the light. It's a memory etched in my bones. It was my late teens, a time when depression often looms heavily for young adults, which the age can range from 15 to 24. Hormonal changes, family history, societal pressures, and the stark realities of the world can all contribute to this struggle. And I'm not too sure what triggered my depression, but I would say it was a combination of it all. During this tumultuous period, my life took a series of unexpected turns. Initially, I was thriving in the comfort of my parents' home. I loved living with my parents, enjoying the safety and nurturing environment they provided, free food, clothes cleaned, you know, all those wonderful things. However, life had other plans, throwing a curveball in the form of my dad getting a work transfer to Edmonton, uprooting my parents from our Calgary home. I resisted the move to Edmonton and chose to stay in Calgary. Despite being old enough to strike on my own, the prospect of leaving the sanctuary of my parents' home filled me with dread. Even my younger brother had already ventured out on his own, but I just wasn't ready. The transition to adulthood hit me like a ton of bricks, and I found myself spiraling into deep depression. I became withdrawn, despondent, and incapable of finding joy in anything. Each day felt like a struggle, and the weight of my emotions engulfed me entirely. I couldn't stop crying. My parents were quite concerned. My mom even considered renting an apartment in Calgary and staying with me. But I reassured them, and I said, I'm fine, and told them to go live your best life. So my parents did help me move out and with love, and off they went to Edmonton. And I did my best to hide my sadness, went to work, did everyday life things. However, it felt like an insurmountable task, and I carried this heaviness of despair wherever I went. Eventually, the anguish became unbearable, and one day I found myself completely depleted and sitting on the floor of my shower. Time disappeared, and I succumbed to an endless torrent of tears, oblivious to the numbing chill when the warm water turned cold. My tears stopped eventually, and I was numb to the core, not from the cold water, just felt a tiredness within my bones. And in the depths of my despair, I found myself grasping for an escape, a release from the anguish, heaviness that gripped my soul. With trembling hands, I reached for a razor, toying with the idea of physical harm to find peace or some form of release. However, in that moment, something within me cried out. I called for help. I literally said out loud, "Help me, please. Help me." And not that I was calling for anyone in particular, but something within me knew I needed to call out for help. And the moments the words left my lips, a profound sense of peace descended upon me. And it's as if unseen hands or wings, I did feel an angelic presence, and it reached out to cradle me in their embrace. A warmth enveloped me, and amidst the chaos of my thoughts, A gentle voice whispered, "You are safe." In that fleeting moment, bathed in this glow of divine reassurance, I found solace. The darkness that had threatened to consume me receded, replaced by a glimmer of hope. That cold shower became a quiet calm of sacred space. It's surreal to think of it now, but at that time I knew that I was not alone, and that somehow, against all odds, I would find my way back to the light. Whew. It still brings me chills, and it's not the easiest for me to talk about. What I once thought was the worst moment in my life turned out to be the most beautiful gift in my life. I was gifted with a new sense of purpose. I was taught the importance of asking for help and being open to receiving that help, even if it comes in the most unexpected ways. And I was gifted with the knowing that I was never alone. We definitely should practice being gentle with ourselves and allow ourselves not to be perfect, to be human. We should celebrate our sadness and our joys because we are multifaceted beings with many different emotions. We are not robots. We are souls here to have a full human experience. The ups, the downs, the WTF sideways. I find it helpful to lean into the human experience with curiosity, with a loving kindness and compassion, forgiveness, and an openness that connects us to our true full selves. As Ugg Mandino said, "I will love the sun for it warms my bones, yet I will love the rain for it cleanses my spirit. I will love the light for it shows me the way, yet I will love the darkness for it shows me the stars. I will welcome happiness as it enlarges my heart. Yet I will endure sadness for it opens my soul." Isn't that beautiful? It's a good reminder to greet every day and every experience with love in our hearts. In our journey toward mental health and well-being, it's essential to acknowledge and embrace every aspect of ourselves, even the ones that might seem daunting or uncomfortable. Depression, anxiety, and fear can often feel like unwelcome companions on this path. But as we learn to befriend them, we open ourselves to profound growth and transformation. Also, sharing personal stories of struggles with depression and anxiety can shed light on darker corners of our lives, offering solace and understanding to others who may be facing similar challenges. So I guess, in the end, that is why I did this episode, or the reason Spirit nudged me, to shine the light for others to see. Depression, anxiety is still part of my life. However, I've become friends with it. I know, strange, but this is so. It's something that is a slight hum in the background. I treat depression or my anxiety like a small child sitting in the passenger seat. It's allowed to be there. It's allowed to feel its feels, but it's not permitted to take over. So when I feel my anxiety or sadness growing, I pause, acknowledge the feelings, ask, "What do you need?" Perhaps it just needs to vent, or talk, or maybe even sleep. I give it that voice, I try to listen to it, and then I send it love. And we continue on. I don't allow it to take over. Now, this isn't always easy. Some days I have to force myself, but I continue to get up and move through the sludge. What I try to master is finding the peace in it all. Peace in the joy, peace in the sadness, peace in the anger and love, and knowing that all these emotions can flow at one time. This practice definitely requires courage and resilience, but it empowers you to navigate through the sludge of your emotions without allowing them to overpower you. And when we reframe our relationship with all our emotions, seeing them as passengers in our car of our lives rather than drivers, we reclaim control. Confronting our fears is an integral part of this journey towards self-awareness and acceptance. By acknowledging our fears and envisioning scenarios of you thriving, we dissolve the power these shadows have over us, stepping into our freedom and reclaiming control over our lives. Ultimately, by embracing the entirety of our being, including the darkness within, we create a deeper understanding of ourselves and unleash the seeds of transformation that lie dormant within us. Through this journey of self-discovery and growth, we move closer to wholeness, resilience, and inner peace. I'm going to share with you some ideas for navigating through struggles with mental health. Prioritize face-to-face social connection. Connect with people, which can be hard when you're not feeling your best, but this is so very powerful, having that human connection. I prefer a good old coffee date. You know, while phone calls and social media make it easy and have their place, nothing quite matches the stress-relieving and mood-boosting benefits of quality face-to-face time. Stay active. Regular physical activity not only benefits your body, but also has profound impact on your mental and emotional well-being. Exercise reduces stress, improves your memory, enhances sleep quality. You might want to check out my favorite place to work out, the good old YMCA. Random souls coming together. This brings me so much joy. Use your voice, speak your truth, reach out and talk to someone. Share your stories, your concerns, your worries with a supportive friend, a loved one, or call in spirit. Likewise, also listening to others can offer valuable perspectives and support. Engage your senses, whether it's listening to uplifting music or podcasts, like the one you're listening to now. Maybe it's not so uplifting today. Squeezing a stress ball or immersing yourself in nature. Find what works best for you. How about practicing relaxation techniques, such as yoga, tai chi, mindfulness, meditation, deep breathing. All these are wonderful ways of lowering your stress levels. Make time for you. Prioritize downtime for relaxation and contemplation. Paying attention to the positive aspects of your day, no matter how small they may seem. Gratitude goes a long way. Maintain a brain-healthy diet support. Yay! Incorporating foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, nutrients such as beans, fish, nuts, avocados. Okay, even the dark chocolate. I think that's a good thing. And prioritize quality sleep. Ensure you get good rest. Put those phones away, or at least plug them in the other room. And then find purpose and meaning in engaging in activities that bring fulfillment. Whether it's art, nurturing relationships, it's volunteering, daily acts of kindness, whatever juices your soul. And in the end, always seek help when needed. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. And of course, I have a few magical rituals that have helped me, so I'd like to share them with you. I really enjoy this river rock release. Why? Because, well, first, you have to get outside and go for a walk. So find a body of water, lake, stream, river, if you're lucky, an ocean, and find a rock, a good size rock that fits well in your hand, maybe like a baseball size, but any rock that speaks to you. I want you to find that rock and walk with that rock, hold it in your hands and pour all your fears, your anxieties and worries into it. Speak to it, use your voice, and then visualize those fears, those energies being transferred into this rock. Don't worry, it can handle it. And then with a deep breath, when you're ready, I want you to toss that rock as far away as possible into the water, symbolically releasing your burdens. And as the rock disappears into the distance, I want you to turn your back on it, signifying your readiness to move forward without the weight of your fears. This is such a beautiful practice. And then I really like this one, the magical stress box ritual. So what I want you to do is get a special box or a container designated for your stressors. Call it your magical stress release box. It's a bit wordy. Or give it up to goddess box. Or let that shit go box. Or how about fuck it box? And once you have that box, decorate it in the way that feels meaningful and powerful to you. Make it beautiful and healing. The dollar store is your friend. You might want to even add healing crystals inside your box, like a rose quartz or an amethyst. When your box is complete,
place in the place in your home that you can see often, your kitchen, bedroom, living room, and then have pieces of paper and pens nearby. And whenever a stressor arises, I want you to write that down on a piece of paper, feel it, and then I want you to breathe that energy, all that energy into the paper. And then I want you to fold that paper, but I want you to fold it away from you, not towards you. And once you're done, place that written stressor into your box, symbolizing your willingness to let go and surrender them to the universe. And then once the box is filled with those stressors, I want you to take them outside, either bury it in the earth or burn it in your cauldron, sending them with love and light, meditating on the sensation of mental clarity and peace washing over you. And then you're free to start over again whenever you want. So you can do it over and over again. And however, over time, this will support you in diminishing the hold these stressors have over you and your environment. So awesome. So let us raise our voices high and clear, for love and light shall banish every fear. With hope as our anthem, we stand tall, for in our unity, we conquer all. Remember, navigating through the struggles of mental health is a journey, and it's okay to seek help. It's more than okay, and support along the way. Be gentle with yourself, practice self-compassion, and know that you are not alone. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Much love. Our circle is open, but unbroken. Merry meet, merry part, merry meet again. Blessed be my magical souls.